Process number 13. Which thought feels better? When to use this process? When you want to be consciously aware of how you really feel about something right now, or when you're faced with a decision and you want to go in the best direction possible, or when you want to determine your current emotional set point, or when you want to become consciously aware of your emotional guidance system. Current emotional set point range. This process of which thought feels better will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 4, positive expectation or belief, and number 17, anger. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Every subject is really two subjects, something that you desire and the absence of something that you desire. If you do not understand that these are very different vibrational frequencies, then you may believe that you're focused on something that you desire when you may in fact be focused in the opposite direction. Some believe that they're focused on the subject of a healthy body when instead they're focused on the fear of a sick body. Some believe they're thinking about improving their financial situation when instead they're focused on not having enough money. But because the subject is money or health, they believe that any time they're focused upon the subject, they're thinking about what they want. And often that is not the case. Often people say, "I've wanted this for as long as I can remember. Why hasn't it happened yet?" Because they were not aware that every subject is really two subjects, what is wanted and the lack of it. For example, they thought that because they were talking about money, they were talking about what they wanted, when instead they were focused on the opposite of what they wanted. Only when you are sensitive to the way you feel do you really know what your vibrational content is. But with some practice, you'll become very adept at always knowing exactly where you're focused. The which thought feels better process will help you consciously identify the vibrational frequency of your current thought. This game is most effectively played when you're alone, because no one else can really know or understand which thoughts feel best to you. Often, when you're interacting with others, you may be confused about whether the thought actually feels better to you, or whether you're offering it because you think it's the choice someone else would want you to make. It is important to leave everyone else's ideas, desires, opinions, and beliefs aside while you identify for yourself how you feel. When would you play this game? There are limitless possibilities of thoughts that you might think on limitless subjects, but your own life experience and the contrast that you are living will help you identify the subjects on which you may want to focus. This game is especially helpful when something has occurred in your own experience that causes a noticeable amount of negative emotion. Understanding that negative emotion is an indicator of resistance, and further understanding that this resistance is the only thing that holds you apart from the things you really want, you may have decided to do something about releasing some resistance on this newly energized subject. A which thought feels better game example. This process works best if you can sit for a few minutes and write your thoughts on paper. In time, when you've played the game sufficiently, you will find success with it just by rolling the thoughts across your mind. But writing them down onto paper causes a much more powerful point of focus, which makes it easier for you to feel the direction of your chosen thought. To begin, first, write a brief statement of how you feel about the subject right now. You could describe what has happened, but what is most important is that you describe how you feel. Next, write another statement that amplifies exactly how you feel. This helps you more easily recognize any improvement as you move through the process. For example, you've just had an argument with your daughter because she makes no effort to help around the house. She does not even take care of her personal things, and her own room is a terrible mess. She seems to hold no regard for the effort you're making to maintain an orderly environment. Not only does she not try to help, but it seems that she deliberately tries to hinder you. So, you write, "She," or write your daughter's name, "is deliberately trying to make my life difficult. She doesn't care about me at all. She doesn't even come close to doing her share of the work." Once you've made a few statements that indicate how you really feel right now, make this statement to yourself. "I'm going to reach for some thoughts about this subject that feel a little better." Now, once you've written each thought, evaluate whether it feels better, the same, or worse than when you initially began. So you write, "She never listens to me." Same. "I want her to be more responsible." Same. "I shouldn't have to pick up after her." Same. "I should have taught her better." Worse. I wish your father would support me more. Worse. A clean house is important to me. Slightly better. I know she has a lot on her mind. Better. I remember what it's like to be a teenager. Better. I remember when she was a sweet little girl. Better. I wish she were still that sweet little girl. Worse. Well, I don't know what to do about this. Worse. Well, I don't have to figure it all out today. Better. There's so many things about her that I adore. Better. I know there's more to life than a clean house. Better. It should be okay that I want a clean house. Worse. It's all right that I want my house to be clean. Better. It's fine that she doesn't care about that now. Better. Remember, there are no right and wrong answers here, and no one else can really know which of your thoughts bring better or worse feelings to you. The value of this process is that you will become aware of how your thoughts feel, and you'll become more adept at choosing better-feeling thoughts. Many would ask, but what good would it be to feel better about my daughter's sloppy habits? My thoughts won't change her behavior. We want to say to you that your thoughts change the behavior of everyone and everything who has anything to do with you. For your thoughts absolutely equal your point of attraction, and the better you feel, the more that everything and everyone around you improves. In the moment that you find an improved feeling, conditions and circumstances change to match your feeling. The Which Thought Feels Better game will help you begin to realize the power that your own thoughts have to influence everything around you. Abraham, speak to us more about the process of which thought feels better. Will I ever stop reaching for something better? No. And when you take the limitations of time or dollars out of the equation and you trust that the universe will conspire to satisfy every idea you can conjure up, then you let your ideas rip. But as long as you feel limitations, then you keep trying to rein them in and rein them in and rein them in. Perhaps you may say, well, our current circumstances really don't allow us the money to do all this stuff that we want to do. We want to remodel our kitchen, and our decisions about not going into great debt about it are very clear decisions that we don't want to violate. So, what do we do with these exploding ideas? And we say, does every one of them have to manifest right now? Or can you begin to take pleasure from the idea itself? Can you say, well, if not right now, then soon, we will do this and this and this? And so you can begin to take pleasure from the growing of the idea. But when you put yourself on a schedule where there's a deadline, then very often the shortage of time or money looms up and contradicts the energy, making you miserable. It also makes you wish that you had never broached the idea to begin with. But then you can say, there's a lifetime of kitchens before us, and for now, we're most pleased with the manifestation of this and what ideas we are conjuring for the future. And then, one day, you might move into a new home, shocked that it already has all of the things within it that you've been conjuring. And it will come when you have enough money and you have enough time. In other words, the universe will line it up in response to the ideas that you're giving birth to and freely letting flow. There's no right or wrong in this. A good way to approach all this is, if the desire feels good to you, everything is going great. If the desire is uncomfortable, it means that you have a desire that's raging out there ahead of your belief. But then you can soothe that by saying, we don't have to do it right this red-hot minute. We'll just hold this as a future idea. We're not going to shut the idea down because we know it's a good one. It's not a perfect match for where we are right now, but someday that will be a part of it. For now, this is quite satisfying. Which thought feels better? To have it right now and go into debt? Or to say, oh, this is something we have to look forward to? Jerry and Esther go through this all the time because Esther wants everything, and she wants it right now. And there is no earthly reason why she should not have it right now, except that she's married to a saverer. He's not afraid that he'll run out of money. He's afraid he'll run out of ideas. In other words, he does not want to eat up the ideas too fast. He wants to milk each one for everything he can get out of it, and Esther just wants to skip across the top. Esther eats the point of the pie first, while Jerry saves it till the last bite. But Esther worries that by the time she gets to the last bite, she will not want it anymore, so she eats it first. So, both Esther and Jerry find their own way. There's no right or wrong formula there. We would say to Jerry that he will never run out of ideas, so he can skip across the top of them if he wants. And then he would say to us, but I love getting my doing into the evolvement of it. The more intimately involved I am in my creations, the more satisfaction I'm receiving from them. So we say, then that is the right way for you. There is no right or wrong in this. Which feels better? Which feels better? Which thought feels better, to go into debt or to wait until later? To wait until later. Which thought feels better, to say that you've settled for less or to say that this is part of your future experience? To say that this is part of my future experience. Which thought feels better, to be mad at yourself that your kitchen is not as modern as it can be, or to acknowledge that it is a perfect kitchen for now, and that it will always be growing, just like you will always be growing? Which thought feels better? Which feels better, to appreciate or to condemn? Which feels better, to applaud what you have done, or to feel critical that you did not do enough? Think about it. Which thought feels better?